Have you ever found yourself transgressing against someone's conscience? It's so easily done, especially if we're not careful as Christians. That's what we're going to discuss today in the Word. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer, and I love it that we're walking through the scriptures together. Take a moment and subscribe if you haven't done so by pressing that little button. Like the videos. Also, pass them out and let's get the scripture out. Today's subject is one that all of us have transgressed in at some time or another. And that is imposing on someone else's conscience what we believe is right or wrong based on our conscience, not necessarily a clear teaching of the scripture. It's so easy to do this. In chapter 14, Paul addresses the entire chapter on this subject, where some people thought it was wrong to eat certain meats, and therefore, it would bother their conscience because those meats were offered to idols. And how could I dare associate with idolatry by eating the meat offered to idols? And I'm only going to eat vegetables. And then somebody else comes along and says, wait a minute, I don't put any stock in those idols. I can eat that meat and my conscience doesn't bother me, which is right. That's what he's talking about. Somebody else comes along and says, oh, we should honor the Sabbath on Saturday. Somebody says, oh, no, we worship on Sunday. Well, every day is holy. Well, which is it? Those are the kind of things he's talking about. Or maybe your servant is acting wrongly. You should be doing differently with him. You see, it's so quick for us to impose where the scripture is not speaking specifically. So let's go through this, because you can easily transgress people's conscience and their heart. And Paul's really saying, would you just let God be God and quit being God yourself? That's where so many times in the church we get accused for being judgmental. The righteous judge all things. Right and wrong, morally, that's not the problem. We need to take a stand on moral issues. We need to take a stand on what's right and wrong. Don't be intimidated by this word, rule, you're not supposed to judge. Don't be intimidated by that on what is clearly right and wrong. But please listen to this idea of judging when we're not to judge. So let's discover this. Paul says, receive one who is weak in your faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. In other words, receive someone who may see it differently, but not for the sake of straightening them out or arguing. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. When meat was offered to the idols there in Corinth and other cities, it was the cheap meat or free meat. For some families, it would have been the only opportunity they would have had to eat, or at least to eat meat. And their conscience did not bother them to go down and get the inexpensive, if not free meat, because so much meat was offered to idols and it was then sold. Once it was presented, it was sold on the marketplace and almost given away free. And so people could supply for their families. Well, some people would see that as a transgression and others would not. So Paul is saying, let not him who eats that meat despise him who does not eat. Don't look down on him. Let it alone. He says, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. This is not an issue with God. God allows some areas to be according to our conscience. And if your conscience is even wrong, it still binds you. You have to follow your conscience until the Holy Spirit frees you. Now, once again, we're not talking about clear, right and wrong, the breaking of the law of God, the things that are clearly given to us. That's not what we're saying. Not each man is a law unto himself and everybody's deciding what they think is right and wrong. No. We're talking specifically about those areas of conviction or conscience that's not clearly spoken. And one of those would be whether or not you should eat meat or not. Verse 4, who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. I mean, it's easy to transgress over on how that servant is acting or how that child of that family is acting. We have to be careful that we don't impose. Now, it doesn't mean there's not a proper place to teach godly ways of parenting and godly ways of being a boss, but you have to be careful that you don't overstep in someone else's conscience. Verse 5, one person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. Like we stated, some would say you only worship on Saturday the Sabbath. Somebody says, wait a minute, every day belongs to the Lord. Somebody says, oh no, we need to worship on the first day of the week because that's when Christ rose from the dead. He said, let each one be fully convinced in their mind. This is not an issue with God. He observes the day, observes it to the Lord. Honor his conscience before the Lord. And he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he who does not eat to the Lord does not eat and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, we live or die, we are the Lord's. Now let me just stop here for a moment. Maybe this idea of eating and worshiping on certain days doesn't fit you, because we don't deal with that. But there are other issues. One of those that come up in the body of Christ has to do with alcohol. Now, you'd have difficulty proving in the scripture that you're not to drink wine. You would have trouble holding to that. And yet, on the other hand, this is the area of conscience. We live in a Bible Belt USA. We work with people who have struggled with alcohol. My wife and I have chosen not to drink alcohol. Number one, everyone in her family, all the adults, the history of her family, were alcoholics. When she was 15 years old, she already found herself drawn to putting vodka in her Kool-Aid or in her pop or whatever she was drinking, and found herself drawn to that. And when she came to Christ as a teenager, she felt like the Holy Spirit told her, don't you touch it, because it's faith unto her to honor the Lord. And because I'm a leader among people in the Bible Belt, it's not appropriate. Now, there are people in France, there's people in Europe, there's people in different parts of the United States that have no qualm about sitting down and drinking wine with their meal. It's a conscience sake. But I'm not going to take that liberty for an occasion for others to stumble. For myself, it probably would not be a sin, but I have to be conscious about others. Every one of us do not live to ourselves. Whether we live or whether we die, we live to the Lord and we die to the Lord. That's what you're going to hear as we continue through chapter 14. This is not about you. It's really not about your rights. It's about the fact that other people matter. Thank you for joining me today in the Word.